The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Welcome all over the world, and those watching by various different platforms. And I give kudos to the National Sports Advisory Board. And I can tell you the names who are here. In The Guardian, we're talking about the Ministry of Youth and Sports and Culture has appointed a new board of directors at the National Sports Authority, NSA. Shown here left are the Director of Sports, Timothy Munnings, Moses Johnson, Keith Belzy Smith, Margaret Albreed, Deputy Chairman Grafton Eiffel Jr., the Minister of Youth and Sports, and Culture, Mario Boleg. The chairman is none other than Greg Burris, Felice Aubrey, Nicole Pratt, and the NSA General Manager, Quentin Brennan. So I say kudos to them. And then I say there is a young lady, and her name is Chantel O'Brien from Grand Bahama. Oh, I watched the show last night. She is the only Bahamian who, first 10, in Israel, in Miss Universe. Your thoughts about that?
Oh, let me tell you, I was watching it from the start, Alpheus, and I think she represented us oh so well. And she did an beautiful young lady, very poised.
Yes.
I was very, very proud to be a Bahamian watching this as well. I say we have no end to the world and how we represent ourselves.
Well, there was somebody, she was in the show before.
Yeah, she was in a couple. She said she
shows,
right.
Yes.
She competed in a couple Miss Bahamas Universe, and I mean Miss Bahamas, and always was second. So it tells you just about track world, and you know when you're in sports, never give up, never give up,
never give up.
And look where she ended up, being the first ever in history for the Bahamas.
And guess who never gave up? This young man's name is Jazz Chisholm.
Of course, he was here this weekend as well. Yes.
Well, he is here this weekend, and his mother worked with us at Kalina.
Oh, my goodness.
And she decided, guess what she decided?
To bring him on
the
site.
No, she is going to go all over the U.S.
Okay.
With her grandson.
Okay.
And one of my, we talk about somebody else who does very well, plays the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a whole lot of Bahamians in that area.
Oh, yes.
You would have heard our friend out of Arizona talking about how they have this thing, and they have them.
Training camps and all of that.
Training camps.
Yes, Arizona
and
is.
And then they let them go.
Yes, Arizona is like that base for
most of the American
professional. But Alpheus, have a number of people watching. Lucretia Napper is saying hi.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
Poitier, he's watching. And Woodside Bain is also watching.
Yes.
Saying hello there, right in, chimed with you.
Well, talking about what's happening over, well, we should say that at the end, but he is here, and as I said, they have done well. So he hasn't been home for nearly 2 years. But somebody else involved in the baseball,
mm-hmm.
What's the derby now? What's the
You're talking about the Home Run Derby.
The Home Run Derby.
Right. That's Todd Isaacs' son.
Todd Isaacs.
Exactly. Right.
Todd Isaacs. Isaacs. Yes, that's right. His mother is quite... We have a hookup.
Mm-hmm.
We have a hookup.
Beautiful lady.
Yes.
She is.
Beautiful lady. Beautiful
yes.
lady.
Yes.
And then we're talking about... let me tell you this young lady's name. I only want to focus on her. Anthea Charlton.
Anthea Charlton.
And Louisville Cardinals. We're talking about the classic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is somewhere else. She did 5.99.
That's correct. A meet record.
Meet record.
That's
yes.
right. A meet record. And that
and
was
that's
a first.
That was the
collegiate
first.
Indoor championship. I mean, competition.
Competition.
Yeah. So much more to come from Anthea, of course. And we're always proud to watch our Bahamian athletes shine like that. There were a number of other athletes competing over the weekend as well. And yes, but she was one of those ones that actually stood out and had got the meet record.
But the person I want to talk about, not talk about at any length, you look in the papers, you watch television, and a lady called Sharon Bowen, she is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, my goodness.
And she like me and you.
Mm-hmm.
you know what that means. That doesn't, I don't think that ever happened in lifetime. Just like what happened in with our lady from...
Commonwealth Bank.
Commonwealth Bank.
That's right.
And the lady who we're talking about in the Miss Universe.
Oh, yeah, Chantel.
You know, it is something else. And then we're talking about a couple. Oh, my great clients. And they celebrate their 19th. Anniversary. We're talking about Winston and Melissa Barnaby. You know, people mix up names all over the place. Barnaby, Barnadis, and Barnaby.
Mm-hmm.
Their 19th anniversary today. When I come home, I'm going to call them. They have been with me forever and ever. Amen.
Robert Sandy Sands is also watching out for you.
Oh, Sandy, man, you're still a young fella, you know. Sandy, Sandy, you as young as your son with the same name. Well, let's talk about Track World is brought to us by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services in Pairdale. The CEO is Freeman DeVoe, and their business is oil and energy. Vaughn L. Comer in insurance broker. And guess what? I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for 41 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. My daughter, Alexis, is my business partner. And we have a team at Kalina that has an excellent time for you to take advantage of our services. And one of the ways you take advantage is we're talking about CFAL.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of the things that are happening with CFAL now.
Yeah.
You know, you have your opportunity. There's one lady in the papers and said that she wants to let the people know, do what you need to do because
yeah.
you
buy
had
some,
that.
Buy that stock. Buy them.
You have that opportunity. Well, we're going to go to our first break. And then when we come back, we are going to stop. But the first thing is, how was your day today?
Well, Alphys, this is the end of the year, so it's very busy. It's very, very busy. This is the time when everybody wants their money for Christmas. And, you know, so it's a busy time at work for me. So, but other than that, I'm thankful to have a job and thankful to, of course, you know, be able to help and inspire others?
Well, when I talked about CFIL, you know, CFIL has the opportunity for people could put money in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they want to do. If you're looking at things for your children going forward, that kind of thing.
This is where we are. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to a little break, and then when we come back, I'm going to see if we can play some music and then hook up.
Okay.
From the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau Commons.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Mountain. watchmen up on the city wall. And if I am a Christian, I am the least of all. Hallelujah, Lord. Go tell it on the mountain.
Welcome back, and we hope that you absolutely enjoyed that song. We also want to say hi, Alphys. You have Charlene Thompson watching, Juanita DeVoe.
We good cousins.
And Laverne Burrows. They've joined you as well.
Oh, yes. I want to say this. What is the meaning of Christmas? It ain't just party, this and all of that. Go tell it on the mountain. It is about Christmas. That's what we're talking about. And we have a shout-out from somebody who says that they were listening to the show last week. I said, you like that? And we couldn't get the thing together. Tammy Cambridge, your good friend.
Okay, Tammy Cambridge. Good stuff.
That's where it was all the way out west. All the way out west.
Okay.
Well, we are planning. Hopefully, we can put this together. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas in Glasgow made mention of two people, and one of them was Shawnee Miller Webo. The next one was a young man called Stephen Gardner, mm-hmm. and two of them won gold medals. And we have not even 400,000 people. And we have all kind of challenges. And the BBC talks about us all over the world after the Olympics.
That's right.
So that's what I'm talking about. So Kermit, are you able to connect? Not able to connect? Hold a second, please.
Well, we also want to talk about this weekend in Andros. We had the Heats Athletics Road Race that was hosted by Coach Patty Roll, and we had a number of athletes and clubs that actually traveled to Andros to participate with Heats Athletics, and it was a successful event. And we want to congratulate Coach Patty Roll for doing a great job this weekend. And as we move out of the cross country part of the season and go into track and field season, cross country, of course, is the love of all the distance runners. And then there's the sprinters who always try to run from the long distance. But we hope that you out there, all of our listeners at Track World, would join us, the B3As and NSA and all of the track organizations this year as we participate and put many events on for you, very exciting events.
Yes, well. Tell me anything else. Well, since we're waiting, we just will say a couple things. We're talking about some of the events that are coming up this weekend. It's going on now. The Nassau Music Society, Stella and Friends by Starlight. You know, you talk about Stella and Starlight and all of that is at the Grand Hyatt. The Grand Hyatt going on right now.
Okay.
And then come this Friday and Saturday, we're talking about the classical pianist, Dion Cunningham.
Okay.
This Saturday, and it is at Bellet Road, and it is just, he is the top.
He is phenomenal on that piano.
Phenomenal,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And he had the opportunity to work at what's the name of the place now? At all the way
Life at Key.
Okay.
With that school.
Okay.
And I do also have a client at Life at Key.
I think he went to Juilliard.
He's gone all over the place.
No, when he was in school, because I remember the first time I heard him play the piano was at one of my classmates from St. Augustine's, her mom's funeral. And this was many, many, many years ago. He was still in school.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I've heard him maybe one time after that. He is a phenomenal pianist.
I've been to the two events that he's had. Oh, my. And if you can find tickets now. I sent out some things. Edmonton's really something else. He's been all over the United States, McAllister, this place and the next place. And it is not him by himself, you know.
Correct.
He has several other people in the show.
Okay.
And that's the excitement about everything else, all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So if you... You know, if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, well, you know, your younger people could find things all over the place. I didn't have to send it to you.
Well, I'll be bringing the bell, Alpheus, this weekend John Bull downtown for the Pilots Club.
Yeah.
Sunrise. So I'm just, hey, sunshine. So everybody, if you want to, come and help us out.
I do.
Saturday coming.
I do understand. And then on Friday evening, 8 until 11, man, if you're a special guest, I'm only going to ask you if you wish, and you can call me at numbers 43. Oh, don't even have to worry about that. You could just WhatsApp them. And the first person to WhatsApp is going to get it. So you could confirm. The number is 434-0617. 434-0617. 434-0617.
And that's the number 4?
That's the number for you to get. You would be a special guest. And it's going to be something else. This is for you to confirm it, though.
Okay.
Once you confirm it, you're the person.
Okay.
Nobody else
will
have anything to do with this. But then you heard about the Bahama Bowl.
Of course.
Yes. Well.
And I heard it's free this year.
It's free.
Yes.
But it may be the place may be more than full.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts at 12 something, I think.
It normally starts in the midday, yes.
Yeah, so and it's going to come on ESPN. Would you believe this? I have my friend who travels around the world with me. He is out of New Jersey and has a team. He tells me things about what's going to happen in Eugene.
Uh-huh.
So guess what? With ESPN, when these things have come in the past, he said, boy, it's good, but we didn't have the kind of numbers in the stadium.
In the stadium.
But the thing goes all over the world.
I know.
And that's real significant. And we're talking about, you can get the tickets at the Ministry of Education tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, so you have your 2 days to get it.
Okay.
Tomorrow and until Thursday. And, you know, I should be able to, but you can't do everything.
No, you definitely can't.
You have
to. I know you talked about the NSA board earlier that was just named last week. But I one thing I do like about this board is it is a board comprised of a lot of sports people, sports-minded persons, former athletes in every, you know, avenue of sports. So I'm thinking that definitely we will get a number of events to be held in our sports complex.
Yes.
This time go around. So I'm looking for a lot from this NSA board.
Well, and you know, this is towards the end of the year. And when it's towards the end of the year, we are saying, you know, what's going to happen in January and how the things are going to, you know, start getting to where they need to get.
Well, the talk is out there. I don't know how, you know, the truth's way to be, you know, Bahamas Games has already been talked about. I'm not certain if they already have a board and whatsoever already together for it. But Bahamas Games, there's also talk about trying to get the World Relays back here. Back here in the Bahamas. We also there's talk about having a NACAC meet. There's talk about trying to have NCAA you know, competition in every avenue, basketball, track, whichever one that we can have here. And that's a lot of revenue to bring into the country. And I think for sports, it's an excellent, excellent idea. Excellent idea. And then for sure we can get these get the stadiums full.
Yes, like it used to be.
Yes.
In the past. And we're looking forward to that. But you know, there's something called a bid.
Of course. Yes. Of course. You have to get past that first.
You have to get past that.
Of course.
You have to get past that first.
But we're praying. We're praying people, so we know. You put it forward, it's ours.
That is ours. Well, everybody wants to come to the Bahamas.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, it's just...
It is truly better in the Bahamas.
It is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is just unbelievable. And, well, this is Christmas time, but, well, you know, my daughter was asking them about, you know, on the first day of Christmas, it ain't Christmas yet, okay? And she had the children saying, you know, the first day of Christmas, the second day of Christmas, and all of that. I said, one of them had their birthday on Saturday gone, you know, Saturday gone.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're excited about Christmas.
Yeah.
Excited about anything that is.
That's children for you, though.
That is children.
Definitely,
is children.
Definitely.
And it is really something else. But when we get to Christmas, it's going to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a member of the Rotary Club of West Nassau.
Okay.
And we're going to have
another community.
Yeah.
Great community builder.
And
in
we're going to have the opportunity of putting these things on various different. Radio stations, I mean, television stations, I should say.
Okay.
And it should be real good.
These things being?
This is the, 48th.
Okay.
Show of Rotary Club of West Nassau. And I'm saying 48. Now, this time is virtual, and that's things on television.
COVID ready.
But
it's been phenomenal, hasn't it been?
Phenomenal.
When you think about, you know, where we have come in the past year and a half in the digital virtue of life, you know, it is truly phenomenal that you can have parties online. You can take pictures, in a call. There's just so much things that you've learned in this past era of all of our lives. Your brother Spence is saying, hey, big brother.
Yes, my baby brother. Yes, 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 Spence. Yeah, we're having a good time.
Yes, of course.
Really having a good time. But let me say this. You see on television, the group that plays out to the, Roscoe Davis was the person when we had something over at the University of the Bahamas.
Okay.
And that's where I saw the Smith lady and a number of this Jones fella and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you watch television, they can sing. And I enjoy people who can sing, mm-hmm. not just, you know, enjoy people who can sing.
Well, I attended a wedding on Saturday, Alpheus, and she's young. If I were to guess her age, I would say she's probably 15 or younger. I'm talking a melody of a voice.
Uh-huh.
I think she's a Maycock, and listen to me.
Well, I know her.
Incredible.
I know her.
Yes. Incredible songbird. Uh-huh. It was so beautiful.
She is connected to somebody with a similar name.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah, but she was, oh my God, she was beautiful.
So what I'm talking about now, we're talking about education. And when you talk about education,
mm-hmm.
there is culture. Because music and all of that is something else.
That's right.
Is somebody who we have. He taught at St. Augustine's. I think he's a trumpet player, And, well, we've seen them on television with the same group of people.
Fassage?
No, okay. not that one. But what I am saying is that culture, arts, is so significant to the growth of anybody.
Of course, definitely. Yeah,
to the growth of anybody.
And that's why you have to keep cultivating it, though, in our youth. You definitely have to. And that's why we have to engage those persons who are...
From youth.
Yes.
From youth.
We have to get them involved. You have to keep all of the arts and your cultures and your history and your country going.
Of course.
You have to.
Of course.
It's always important.
Boy, isn't it? Isn't it summer? This is Christmas time.
Yes.
Really enjoy the Christmas time.
Happy holidays.
But we also, as I say, we remember the reason for the
season.
The season,
of course.
The reason for the season.
Of course.
You know, that's what we're talking about, you know.
Indeed.
So let's see this. Come January when we roll around to 2022, and then things start. We've already started some track and field events. You see there are a number of other people. We didn't want to go through the whole of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Alcine and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is that it's gonna start and it's going to build and everything else.
We have some young athletes that will be traveling to Nicaragua, actually.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the beginning of next week, too, as well, for the NACAC All-Age Championship. So... We have ongoing events. They have ongoing events in the B3As in this 2022 athletics calendar. So as we know, January 2nd, the B3As will start with their church service. And the very first meet, which is the annual B3As meet, is the odd distance meet. And
I used to be invited to the church services and everything else.
The B3As, please invite Alpheus to the church service.
You and I. No, serious. That's what the B3A started with a long time ago.
Of course, of course. You want that support from, you know, as you begin the season and, you know, praying and ensuring that all of your athletes and all of your endeavors for that year, you know, go well.
Oh, there's something that I missed. Roadrunners.
Roadrunners.
Yeah, Roadrunners. Mm-hmm. They had their event. It would have been...
Their annual banquet,
21st, I understand.
Okay.
And
it's normally a phenomenal event.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been to several of them.
And it's usually in honor of Diana Lynn Thompson.
Yes.
And Avard speaks so highly of her.
Yes, he has to.
He has to. Speaks very highly of her.
Right down the road, what do you call it now? Blue Hill Road South.
Carlton Francis. Of course.
That's where the school was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he talked about her little car that pretty much loaded up everybody in it to get them back and forth to the track.
Let me tell you something about Diana Lynn. We had our first, our second event in terms of the, when we started this youth thing. We had that in Grand Bahama. That was the first time we had anything in outside of Nassau. And then we decided to go to North Andrews. Oh, man. And we had a challenge in getting down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana, she just about cried.
Oh,
I said, everything is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went from there to Abaco, where the school is. I said to myself, what's happening there?
Because Abaco or Andrus?
I'm saying two things now. Listen to me.
Okay.
The first event was in Grand Bahama.
Okay.
And we took all the officials down there.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then the next time, I'm talking about the youth now. What, you know, you're talking about going to, where are you going now? Where are you going this weekend for Christmas? What we just talked about. Anyhow,
Susan Penniman is watching and Ingrid Davis is also watching.
Oh, yeah. Thank you ever so much. Hello, Susan. And we'll talk later.
And Ingrid was one of my, like, oh, goodness, she was the IT. I loved everything about Ingrid. She was at UBS when I was there.
UBS.
Yes.
So let me say this. I'm saying that they went from North Andrews, the school there, where Diana had her challenge, and we went to
Abaco. You said
Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, we made much more money in North Andrews than we did in Abaco.
Oh wow!
And when you look at the, how do we put it? The school and the, well, you look at it, you shouldn't have that kind of track mm-hmm. for people, but it was good.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
they definitely make the best of it, though.
But they made more money in North Andrews than they made in a rich place like, that's what I'm talking
North
about.
Andrews normally has their whole.
Of course.
Stand is always full when they have track meets there, always.
Yes. It is something else, and man, I really enjoy it. Let's have a break, please, and then we'll come back.
Sure.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
You've been listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This afternoon, when I was coming down to Guardian Radio's studio, you know, with all these masks and stuff, you see this place and the next place. But the fella didn't have on any mask. I say, I know your face. And you live on Mount Royal Avenue? He says, yes. Right near the Gospel Hall. And I say, that's interesting. And when I took off my mask, he said, well, I know you too. He said that there was an article in one of the newspapers that talked so well of me. So I said, I didn't write that myself. And what I think it was that my daughter, about 2 years ago, put something together. And the article had both of us, all clothed. But some of the things that she does, and she inherited some things from me. You don't just do one thing. You do this, that, and the next thing. And that article was done by a lady at the Tribune. And it was so good because the things that she does with women, you know, having children and all that kind of thing. And I said to myself, I mean, anybody could look at me and see what I'm saying. I was just shocked and amazed that I am standing there and the young man who knows me from Mount Royal Avenue North, and he says, well, somebody wrote something about you.
That's awesome.
This is awesome, as I said. And anything like that makes you feel good.
Of course.
You know, and that. Now, talking about going forward, talking about track and field, I said, my friend who is in New Jersey, he has been my roommate in a number of times. As a matter of fact, he was my roommate in, what's the name of the place, in Moscow, and he is something else, but he updates me on things up in Eugene, okay, and what he has been able to do. He was when Tommy Robinson went to right before the world. Not the World Championships. We're talking about when I'm talking about Japan had the first Olympics.
Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the one before that, we were talking about the one before that, and what I saying is that this fellow did the walking.
Okay.
When Tommy was in his first, and I'm talking about
first Olympics.
Yeah, the first Olympics, and we were talking about this fella who was able to, as a matter of fact, Kalmer, he was able to give the answer as to who it was didn't win, okay, in Melbourne, when we decided we were going to have the CAC Junior Games here. It had the other events. So it had the hammer throw. We got him from Connecticut. And then we had the same person who was a walker. And guess what? Philip McKenzie was third place in the walks. And I had the opportunity. He lived out west, one of the places. And I hooked him up with Philip McKenzie. I said, Coach, this is the same person you came and coached, and he won bronze.
Wow.
He won bronze, you know. So going forward, thinking about some of the other athletes who should be, the indoor season is coming, and then we're talking about as we go further down, You have the NC2As, and you know.
You have indoor. Indoor will be first, and then they move out into the outdoor season.
And then they move out.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, when we go to Eugene, I am assuming that the schools, the NC2As, are gonna have a little bit of break between the actual NC2As and we're talking about Eugene. Your thoughts?
Well, I've been looking at the college schedule. I haven't seen exactly yet because they haven't. I don't see the date as to when they plan for
the
championships.
This was the first one that I knew about.
Correct, right. Yes. So I'm sure they will work together with USA Track and Field and all of the organizers to probably come to some agreement as to, you know, if... Particularly when you have athletes like Athing Mu, you have all of these rising stars who are competitively a part of a university competing right now, you know, at the top level. So I am certain that, yes, they will probably negotiate and come to some agreement as to when.
Well, then they would have, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not certain at this point when and how.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. But I think definitely, I know this season will be a season. Oh, my goodness.
Season.
Yes. The collegiate season is always exciting to me because you never know who's going to pop out. You never know. So it's always great to see it and watch.
And it is important that people don't kill themselves.
Well, I think coaches...
To be ready. Yeah.
You have to trust the coaches on that, Alpheus. Yeah, and I think that's where the coaches... And their experience come into play because, of course, you know the schedule of the year and they prepare the athletes according to that, collegiately and then even the ones in professional. As we know, most professional athletes, some don't do indoor. But if they do indoor, most times they don't come back outdoor until like April. So you won't see them competing in a meet until April or late April, early May.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to trust the college, the coaches in that process
of course.
And we see it work because you see at the Olympics, at World Championships, most of these events happen in the summertime, in July, in August, and that's when these athletes peak after a whole year, you know. So definitely I'm going to trust the coaches on this one.
I had the opportunity of seeing every now and then this young man who was one of the first to jump over 22 feet. He is a lockout, okay? I see him in the food store.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He went to Fisk. And guess what he said? That the coach that they had, I think Ralph Boston, the long jumper, was telling him how to jump. And this fellow who was the coach, he said this coach had to be crazy. And it was so interesting.
Gotta trust that process. You gotta trust it.
We had Leon Stubbs. We went to a meet, and he said that I had the opportunity to see him at the Penn relays. But the point is that they were saying that, man, this fella crazy. But this is really years later.
Looks somebody's like you have a call. And Bernique Popel is watching Alpheus.
Yes, my dear. You do me the same way you do my baby brother. Thank you ever so much. So who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Yes.
Who? Hi.
Go ahead. You were calling us?
Yeah, that's the
radio
station.
Yes, it is.
96.9, Guardian Radio. You have anything to say about
Track World,
Track and Field?
The Track and Field?
Yes, my brother. Oh, you got the wrong show, is it? Thank you. Yeah, that happens. That happens every now and then.
Yeah.
But you hear what I'm saying. I mean, this is a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he jumped with Ralph Boston and all of that.
But that's when you understand if you put your, as an athlete, you put all of your hope somewhat in that coach because the coach
of course.
Sees what, you know, sometimes they tell you that and you're looking at them like, no, but they see what potential you have, mm-hmm. and they try to work towards that. So definitely, I still say you always have to trust the coach process, you know. And again, it's synergy and energy. You know, it has to be that positive energy there. And imagine those athletes on a Texas A&M team with Ating Mu. Imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it takes you to another level. And it works for some and it doesn't work for me. It's others. So well, it's how badly you want it.
You want it, yeah.
How
yeah,
badly
yeah,
you
yeah,
want
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And you know, you have to, if you want it bad enough, you prepare.
But I think this is going to be enough. A very exciting year, even for our collegiate athletes that we have competing in all of the eras of the NCs. You know, I think we're going to have a very, very competitive season for our young and upcoming collegiate athletes.
Well, give me the name of three ladies and three men.
Well, you put me on the spot. We got Megan Moss out there.
Okay.
And Thea is now out there.
Yes.
What's her name who's graduating from University of Florida? Yeah, she is Donisha Anderson. She is going to be a beast. I think she's going to.
Anderson.
Yes, I think she is an excellent athlete. Florida University of Florida has done great things mm-hmm. with her. I mean, she's mostly been a 400 meter runner, but you know she's really really done very well. I see greatness. Lonnie's process. You got Purdue's process. You have a number of Bahamian coaches and athletes out there who are at all of these schools who are competing at top levels with great coaches and great producing coaches.
Before I forget.
Debbie is also at University of Kentucky.
Before I forget. All the things that happened in Kentucky, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And where they were.
Yeah, it's sad.
Didn't
we send
them.
Our love out to those. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Definitely. Because you know, we have Bahamians everywhere. So six states affected by that tornado, those tornadoes, and it's crazy.
Two was where Lani used to be.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two died, I think.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
It's many affected. You know, many affected. You have Mary Robinson Ramming, who's watching.
Yes. Hello, Mary Robinson Ramming. How you doing? We really appreciate you being on, and I trust you remember the reason for the season.
Indeed.
The reason for the season. And, you know, I believe that this season has to do with family. And I am going to plant myself where my daughter is, and we're going to enjoy. Oh, you know, oh. Her birthday is on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on Christmas Day.
That's cool.
And we're gonna have the day afterwards, so we're gonna be up there on the Sunday, you know, to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's what family is. Family is all about.
Yep.
And we do have some friends coming from the United States. To enjoy.
Okay.
Bahamians coming back home
mm-hmm.
to really enjoy what the Bahamas is. And one of them is who we always went to the Penn Relays. I mean, we could walk from their house to the Penn Relays. So
mm-hmm.
he is going to be here. And then I had somebody that we met at the Dave Cause Jazz Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
He is in New York, and he's coming down to Florida, then he's going to come down over here. So I mean, that is something else, seeing people again and again, because you don't see them every day,
no,
every week, every month, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is really something that, you know, other than the reason for the season,
yep.
we have the opportunity of embracing people, seeing people that we, you know,
particularly after a year where everything was so distant, you know, we still practice safety and you know, as much as possible.
Yeah.
But definitely this year, at least so many persons would be able to celebrate together, unlike last year.
Well, just I think day before yesterday, there was a lady who was the first one who got the vaccine.
The booster.
Not the booster, like the actual vaccine. Yeah.
Oh, so she's on that $25,000 list.
But she does other things. She works as a nurse and all of that.
If she got the first booster, if she got the first shot, Alfia, she's on the list to be one of those persons.
But they interviewed her and everything.
That's
they
awesome.
They showed that up.
I think that was a very good encouragement to a lot of persons. Again, I mean, it's a choice that you have to make, but you know, for those persons who want to, it's there.
Yeah.
And that's good encouragement. You have Aloysius Johnson watching.
Yeah. Aloysius Johnson.
Aloysius, okay.
Aloysius Johnson, who's a big man over at Paradise Island, Aloysius.
But
he went to school with my brother Ruzi.
Okay.
At Government High, as I could remember. It's so long ago. But we still remember.
Right.
But, you know, these are great times. And the opening up and everything else, I think that we're really going to be enjoying things going forward.
Just be careful, but of course.
Well, you have to be careful.
Yeah. We're moving back into a time of normalcy.
Normalcy, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, so.
And let me say this.
I love that most sports, though, still continued, you know, and thankfully we didn't hear of any bad reports and, you know, all that type of stuff whatsoever for a lot of collegiate athletes, for the pro athletes. But sports continued. It still gave us something to watch.
You still have some of the football.
Resilience.
Yeah, some of the football people who have COVID.
Well, definitely. I mean, when you look at numbers like that, the teams that they have, Alpheus, I think it's more than expected.
Yeah.
You know, but hence the reason why I think they try to encourage them to, you know, make the choice, if possible, for their betterment and also for the betterment of their teammates, you know.
Well, let me say again, number one, the reason for the season and some of the things that we do. There are people who need, and that's why you go out and ring the bell or whatever it is, and that's it.
Giving back. That's right, giving back. It always makes you feel good, and it's good to help those who are in need when you can, because all of us have a time when we need as well. So it's always good. But Alphys, I want to take this time to say a congratulations to Brandon and Ashley. They tied the knot this weekend. And, you know, I wish them all the best. And congratulations to one of my bowling teammates, Tara Johnson. She'll know why I'm congratulating her. But that comes from our team, Jisim. And we're so happy for her.
Boy.
And her little one, yes.
Isn't it something else?
So like you say, the reason for the season.
Did I? I missed something. Oh, I haven't talked about the birthdays yet. Let's do it quickly. Clavette Gibson, the birthday on the 11th. As I said, Edison McSweeney. As I say, my sister yesterday was 91.
Awesome.
And then my aunt Cynthia Grant. Oh, man. She is 88 and looking good.
That's my Grammy.
Yeah.
Still here.
Okay.
I want to say hi to Grammy.
And then we have I think, Chantel Cox and then Lisa Fields. And then we have from Finland, Mikko Vanni, his birthday in Finland. And then on the 18th is none other than Malcolm Adley.
Okay.
The reason why I went to SAC. Me and Malcolm, 1 year ahead of me. And then Hugh Willard went to the Olympics. I'm saying that. And then Malcolm has a birthday the same as Uriah Cartwright.
Okay.
Uriah Cartwright used to be at Scotiabank downtown.
Okay.
And then on the 19th is Austin Davis.
So on the 15th is Nathan Arnett.
My
little brother.
That's powerful.
He's another hurdler for Team Bahamas.
Yes.
But yeah, happy birthday to him tomorrow, actually.
And then on the couple days ago, there's somebody called Wellington Border Moultrie. Would you believe this? Somebody said Border had passed.
Oh, gosh.
And then when I said, you lie. And then yesterday, or day before yesterday, bought a pass in Grand Bahama. They went to St. John's and all of that.
Oh, wow.
It's a junkanoo man.
Oh, wow.
A junkanoo man. And that is something. When you have something that shouldn't have happened,
yeah,
it ain't happened. But it did happen day before yesterday. That really was something else.
And our condolences.
But that is the life. That is the life.
It is.
I feel good about what is happening now. And we do know the life is people pass.
Of course, yeah.
I don't like to be as cold as it, but it's,
no.
It's a part of life.
Your bestest friend, Bernard Hanna. He taught me that. I will never forget when I first came home, and I think somebody had passed at the office at Imperial, and he was like, oh, well, they dead. I was like, oh, my goodness.
That ain't all what he says.
Oh, yeah.
He says there are too many people, Nassau too crowded.
Oh, my God.
That's what he says.
I was like, oh, my God. But it's only Bernard. It's only Bernard.
Yeah.
The love, the life.
Yeah.
But so, for sure, we live and we die. And, you know, we must. So it is what it is.
So any final thoughts that you have? What is our time?
Well, just continue traveling. I mean, continue following us with Track and Field. I'm certain that we have an exciting season coming forth for the Bahamas and for all of our athletes, juniors, seniors, you know, all of the age groups. So stick with us and follow and come out and support as much as possible whenever the events are announced. So.
And we really appreciate the people that support
yes.
Those who we saw with the names, you call the names,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. You're talking about DeVoe. I say Shark is his cousin. It's her cousin, but guess what? The son, who is at the Ministry of Education, he went back to St. George's, I think it was yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, and guess what? He did his vows again with his wife.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's vows like again with his wife. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's so sweet.
Yeah, that is so.
I know what I want to do. I want to say a hello to Katie Longley. She was very nice. Very nice. She supported us. She got me for Battle at Atlantis.
That's my good cousin.
Oh, you know. My goodness. She's a sweetheart.
That's my good cousin from Mangrove Key.
Sweetheart in that media.
Yes,
sweetheart.
Yes, from Mangrove Key.
Yes.
Yes, so I should have the opportunity of hailing her sometime, me and Spence and Roosevelt, mm-hmm. and see what we can do. We'll take her to lunch, probably.
Hey.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. Gotcha. But we really appreciate those people who have followed us. And it is my belief that... next week, we're going to be right here and enjoying everything. And Kermit, thanks for all that you have done today and all that you always done.
Yes, thank you, Kermit.
And we really appreciate it. Thanks again, thanks again, thanks again. Very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.